feel free to say anything you want.
All right, Robert, I've been thinking about the practice of the teachings in the world, in daily life. And I was mulling over this recent business of the problem of the two Christian scientists in Boston, whose child had died. I don't know if you're aware of that. This was in the news recently. And of course, there's strong similarities between the teaching and Christian science. And of course, these parents believed that their illness was error. They wanted to project only health, only divine health, divine reality, which was all that existed according to the teaching, whether it's Christian science or this teaching or whatever. And so they refused to acknowledge that the child was sick. So, what do you have to say about something of that sort, where you want very much to believe that you are projecting a different reality, the true reality, you're not?
This has nothing to do with the belief system. You have to understand what's going on and where you are. If you're sick, you see a doctor. If you're hungry, you eat. If you're in the sun burning up, you get out of the sun. It's not a belief. This is why I tell you to believe nothing. Do not believe what I say. Do not believe anything. Christian science, unfortunately, believes you shouldn't go to doctors, even if you're sick. But they have a belief system. A belief system doesn't make itself. You have to have a consciousness of the truth. That's why there are some Christian scientists who do not go to doctors and it works. But most of them who do not go to doctors die because they're not high enough. You can't just accept the system and say this is the way it is mentally. You have to become a living embodiment of the teaching. And then it works. In other words, you can't join the Christian Science Church and never go to a doctor again. You have to work on yourself. You have to do certain things within your own consciousness until you lift yourself up and out of the ordinary human error. Then things begin to happen. But of course, what I'm saying to you is go beyond sickness and health, beyond poverty and riches, beyond good and bad. We're not trying to exchange bad for good. They're two sides of the same coin. We are trying to get off the wheel, to become completely, totally free of human good and human bad. It's a completely different dimension. If you exchange bad for good, you will have to exchange good for bad. For we live in a world of duality. For every good there's a bad, for every bad there's a good. For every up, there's a down. For every amount of pressure pushing this way, an equal amount of pressure pushes the other way. Like in the flying of jet planes. Without pressure, the plane couldn't fly. Without resistance. This is the world in which we live. I am talking about transcending the world, going beyond the limitations of this world, becoming pure bliss, pure consciousness, while embodied. Completely different. you follow?